Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Heilsgeschichte. No Gesundheit necessary. Heilsgeschichte is a German word that translates as salvation history. This gives a name to that idea that God is working through the historical events of this world to bring about the real salvation of all mankind. And it is more than just the concept that God has chosen a certain people of this world to be the bearer of His only Son into this realm. A proper understanding of the Old Testament reveals that much of what happens to those chosen people, the Israelites, or to many of them on an individual level, foreshadows the very Christ who is to come. The majority of their history will be lived out and experienced then by God's own Son in the span of His earthly life. And nowhere can this be seen so plainly as in the story of the Passover. To rightly understand the Passover, we do have to turn a little bit back farther in Israel's history. You know well from your days in Sunday school and continued Bible study the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We know that Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and he becomes the father of 12 sons, his tribes. One of those sons receives special favor from Jacob, the form of a multicolored coat. This is Joseph. Joseph's older brothers, in frustration and anger, jealousy, sell him into slavery in order to be rid of him. Yet God uses this move of the older brothers to ultimately save their lives. All their people. Joseph becomes second in command of all Egypt, that ancient empire. As a result of properly interpreting Pharaoh's dreams as a warning of 7 years of plenteous harvest before 7 deadly years of famine, Joseph and Egypt provide food for a starving region. Joseph is reunited with his father. They live out their days together in Egypt. This alone hints at the very coming of the Christ. But something greater still awaits. For 400 years thereabouts, Jacob's descendants live and they thrive, they grow in Egypt, until Egypt's king becomes worried with this numerous Hebrew people, Israel's children, too many in number. The Pharaoh decides to enslave them as his own. This slavery correlates to all mankind's slavery to sin. Groaning and complaining then becomes the livelihood of the Hebrew people in their captivity in slavery. Finally, God chooses Moses, a man whose own life story shares similarities with that of Jesus. God instructs Moses to go to the Hebrew people, to their captor, in order to set them free. But naturally, Pharaoh resists, letting go his workforce, his slaves. Sin, death, the power of the devil, our own sinful flesh resist strongly, letting go their hold on us as well. After 9 brutal plagues have been brought against the Egyptians by God's own hand, the stage is set for the final blow. The 10th plague will bring death to all the firstborn males of both man and beast in the community of Egypt. The Hebrew people would have suffered right along with the Egyptians this very vengeance of God if it were not for God's gracious provision. Kill the Passover lamb, he instructs. Take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. Touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. An innocent, perfect little lamb was to be slaughtered for every family. Its blood was to be painted on the doorposts and the lintels of the Hebrew homes. This blood was the beacon, the sign for the destroyer to skip these houses, to pass over these homes, to spare the lives of the firstborn. But thousands upon thousands of firstborn sons were killed that night, Pharaoh's own son included. Pharaoh was finally persuaded to set the Hebrew people free, all because the blood of an innocent lamb preserved the Hebrews from death, while the Egyptians suffered immensely. And from every year, without fail, from that day on, the people of Israel were to celebrate this feast of the Passover. That story of what all occurred was to be retold to all the children each and every year so as to never be forgotten. Fresh in the ears of all the Israelite people would be the words of a lamb whose blood saved them from slavery. Every family was to sacrifice a perfect lamb every year in remembrance of this crucial event in Israel's salvation history. And after millions of lambs had been slaughtered and over 1,000 memorial Passovers had been celebrated, a certain John announced to his own disciples, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." All of the lambs sacrificed throughout those ages were never the full atoning sacrifice for the sins of all the world. They were meant always to point ahead, down the road, to the one, the perfect sacrifice still to come. And when that sacrifice would come at last, those lambs' work would be over. They would give way to the true Lamb of God. Martin Luther interprets John's words in this way: "This is the true Lamb, which takes away the sin of the people. With your other lambs sacrificed on the Passover festival, you did try to remove your sin, but you never succeeded. In this lamb, born of a virgin, you will." Luther goes on to preach, "For God prescribed that it was to be a lamb that should be sacrificed and roasted on the cross for our sins. In other respects, he was a man like all other human beings, but God made him a lamb which should bear the sins of all the world." None of what happened in Israel's history was by chance. Some have said that there are no coincidences with God. And when it comes to his plan of salvation, this is most certainly true. God ordained a lamb to be the key to his people's freedom from slavery. This was his design for the descendants of Jacob. And they served as a microcosm for the whole world at large. God's own Son, beloved, begotten, the good shepherd of all the sheep, became the perfect lamb for us. He bore our sins upon himself to the cross, and he shed his perfect blood to atone for our polluted blood. Isaiah of old, of course, prophesied this Messiah as the lamb to suffer in our place, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, he said. The Apostle Paul confirms this as well from our epistle reading. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. This was God's plan all along. God worked through Israel's history to bring his own Son into this world. And so Jesus fulfilled the role of Moses by setting all people free. But it was through his own blood that was truly the key for our prison of sin. And it is the Lord Jesus who will usher us into the very promised land of God's kingdom. The Hebrews passed through the waters of the Red Sea on their way into the promised land. They were fed with bread from on high, bread from heaven, while in their wilderness wanderings before entering the land of Canaan. You have passed through the Red Sea waters of holy baptism on your way to the perfect creation. And while you still wander in the wilderness of sin and death here, you are fed with bread from on high, with wine of heaven, the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, Heil's Geschichte is all about God working through history to bring about salvation for all mankind. That is how it worked in the past, and it continues in the same way in the present and on into the future until Christ's return. For our good and our gracious God continues to work through the historic Christian church to bring about forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation to all people through the preaching of the word of the gospel and the administration of the holy sacraments. What a glorious blessing to be beneficiaries of God's wondrous working of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, the very Lamb who was slain. A lamb goes uncomplaining forth, the guilt of sinners bearing, and laden with the sins of earth, none else the burden sharing, goes patient on, grows weak and faint, to slaughter led without complaint, that spotless life to offer. He bears the stripes, the wounds, the lies, the mockery, and yet replies, "All this I gladly suffer." All thanks and praise be to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb of our salvation. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.